at his office?
Yeah, who is this?
The doctor's office.
Is this? Yeah, okay, listen, I'm calling regarding one bill that we've got.
Mm-hmm.
So can I talk to somebody?
Yes, it's for Dr. Meehan.
Yeah.
Yes, so request you to hold the line while I transfer this call to the concerned person.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Please hold the line. Have a wonderful day.
Hello.
Yes, is
yeah.
The billing department?
Yes, hello. My name is Kevin and I'm calling from the Dr. Meehan's office. How can I help you?
Okay, listen, I just got a invoice for the doctor's visit.
Okay.
And I have already paid it because I paid the two invoices which I had gotten and they've been cashed. So I'm just wondering how to get this. Should I just ignore this thing which is paid or can you check if got it?
Sure, sir. Thank you so much for that information. I really apologize for the inconvenience. So before that, just need to verify some information. So will you be able to provide me the account number mentioned on that invoice, please?
Yeah, it is MDO9124.
MDO9124. Thank you so much for that information. And this account belongs to Sunita Chauhan, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So for verification purposes, will you be able to verify me the date of birth for this?
Yeah, January 10th.
Year?
1957.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much for that information. So, as I've checked, you might have received the statement for $50, right? For the services rendered on 5-6-2025. So, you mentioned that you have already paid this $50?
Yes.
Okay. So, will you be able to provide me the payment information?
Yeah, I tell you what. This is what happened. I had my bill of $50 and my wife's bill of $50, which was MD0925 and MD09124. So there were two invoices, so I paid one check of $100. So, and that was cash on you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand. You go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so I paid $100 with one check with two of the invoices, which was MD09125 and MD09124, $50 each.
Okay. So that check has already been cashed, sir, right?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm looking at the check cash.
Okay.
And it was cashed. It was cashed on... let me see. It was cashed on July the 30th.
July 38. Okay. Thank you so much for that information and really apologize for any inconvenience, sir. What I will do, I will have this information verified with my office manager. So, Mr. Chauhan, will you be able to provide me the check information just for the verification purposes?
Yes. Sure, check number 2754.
Okay, 2754, and it was cleared on July 31st of 2025. July 30th,
okay,
I'm sorry. July 30th,
yeah.
The amount of the check was
$100.
Okay.
And in the memo section of the check, I had written that this is the payment for MD09125. And MD09124.
Okay. So I do see the payment on your account for $100.
Yeah.
Okay, I do see the
payment. That's supposed to be for, That's supposed to be for those two accounts.
Yes, yes, I understand now. So, sorry for the confusion. So, we have posted this $100 to your accounts only.
Correct.
So, that is the confusion or mix-up. So, that's the reason why you have received the bill statement for...
Okay.
So,
take care of it, will you?
Yes, I will. What I will do, I will have this $50 transfer to that account, to the other account, and have this rectified and clear that. So you can disregard the statement which you have received, sir.
Very good. Thank you.
So really apologize again.
No problem. Take
okay.
Care.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. Bye bye. Have a wonderful day.
Bye. You too.